Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara Mem Zayin Amud Beis. There was a Yochanan Kohen Gadol. I was traveling Baruch Hashem the last 2 days for Simcha. Now back in Eretz Yisrael, so we're going weiter. We're going to today and tomorrow finish the Masechta. Very exciting. So it says the Gemara now, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he removed the concept of saying the Vidui Meiser, the confession of the Vaisros. The Gemara asks, my time, why did Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol abolish this practice? It's a mitzvah d'orei, so why did he get rid of it? So it says the Gemara, because we no longer give the maishos the way that we should be by the din of the oraisa. The Torah tells you should give it to the levim. And now turning on to Mechasim and Aleph, we give it to the Kohanim. As the Gemara and Yevamos tells us that Ezra had penalized the Levian because they did not come in the Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, did not come and join the people who are building the second Beis HaMikdash. As a punishment, he made a takana that no longer Meiser Rishon is a lot. It's supposed to be given, if you have 100 apples, you give 2 to the Kohanim, and then 10% of that, 9.8 apples, you're giving to the Levian. That whole thing he took away and decreed that it should be given to the Kohanim. There is a machlokas in the Gemara and Yevamos over there. One Tana is understanding that Midareisa, Meiser Rishon is also allowed to be given to the Kohanim. So according to that Amar, why over here do we assume it's not Kitikunan? So we can answer for that and say also the Tosas discusses this and they point out that we're talking about that we're not fully keeping the Torah's commandment because we should be allowed to give it to the Levim as well. By exclusively giving it to the Kohanim, we also, everybody would agree that we are in some shape or form removing what the Ikar Din D'Oraisa is. The Gemara says, fine, Velo De'Ashar Maisos, but okay, we're not doing that properly, Maiser Rishon, but why don't we say the confession with regards to the Iser, the other Maisos, Maiser Sheni, Maiser Ani, which they do Kitikunan. Why did Yochanan Kohen Gadol get rid of this entire confession? So the Gemara says, because Amar Ish Lakish, because Rabbi Ish Lakish tells us that when you cannot confess over Maaser Rishon, you can't say the confession with regards to the other Maasers either. Why not? My time up. Because Amar Abaye, Ho'i L'Pasach Bo'a Kosov Tchila, because the Torah starts, the Pesukim, as Rashi points out, V'nasata la'levi zeh ma'aser rishon, la'ger, la'yasam, those are going to have to be, that is going to be ma'aser ani, b'sharecha is ma'aser sheni. So since the entire thing is starting with the mitzvah of ma'aser rishon, it implies that the ikar point with regards to the video is the ma'aser rishon, and therefore if you're not giving it to the Levi, then you should not be saying the entire confession. So the Gemara says, "Mechal de Prusha Avim Farsha." This implies that people would separate the Maisos, but they wouldn't give Maiser Rishon to the Levi. Vatanya, the Brisa tells us, "Afubita l'savide, but Yochanan Kohen Gadol abolished the Vidui v'gazer al demai." He was the one who started demai. What is demai? It's a compound word of demai. This is what meaning. And he was checking out the borders of all of Eretz Yisrael. People weren't that from. So they started, okay, this is important. Take off Truma Gedola, Zechiv, Misa, I'm going to follow that halacha. You know, nothing like we see now, there's people picking and choosing with halachas. Umayser Rishon, Umayser Sheni, Miktasin, Maisin, Miktasin, Ein Maisin. But it comes to Maisir Rishon, Maisir Sheni, give it to Levi, give it to Kaina, they're not really going to do that. That's not for me. I just do I do my thing. Right? I do my thing, you do your thing. And so they didn't take it off. So he said to them, Amar Lahem, Yochan Gadol heard about this. He said, the fact that you don't have Truma Gedola, you give Truma Gedola because you're afraid that it's a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. He said, so too, if you don't take off Maaser Rishon, you're also going to have Truma, you're going to have problems of avon misa, because we know that if a person, like we said, has 100 apples, he takes off 2 as Truma Gedola. And if he said that's it, and he's keeping the rest of his produce and eating it, so he's going to be leaving out Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Maaser Rishon of the 9.8, let's just round up to 10 to make it easier. Of those now 10 apples that you're giving to the Levi has a chiyuv of Maisim and a Maisir. He has to take one of those apples that he's given, so you give off those 10 to the Levi. Levi has to take one of those 10 and give it to a coin as Trumas Maisir, and that has the din of Truma. That's why it's called Truma Gedola. The first Truma is called Truma Gedola as opposed to the Trumas Maisir, which is going to be less. Truma Gedola, you get 2%, you get 2. The other one, you're only getting 1 apple, so that's why it's called Truma Gedola. So you have that, and that is a Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Rashi seems to imply that also not taking off Maaser Sheni is a Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Rambam says explicitly that that's not the case. The Machlokas Rambam says Beferish not. So, but either way, so that Amar V'izkin Laim Lakech Peros Ma'aretz, so he said if you buy Peros Ma'aretz, you suspect him of not taking off the Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. So Halacha is Marfishman, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. You do have to separate Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. However, the status is going to be a little bit different. You assume that they didn't take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, but you have to do the following. Maaser Rishon, Marfishman, Trumas Maaser. We just said Maaser Rishon, because there's a suffix Isra at play and an Isra Avon Misa, so you have to take off that Trumas Maaser and give it to a coin. Venosna the coin, and you give it to a coin. Maaser Sheni, Olev Alchem Shalim. The Maaser Sheni, what's the big deal? bring it to Yerushalayim, or bring other fruits anyway, so it'll be poured into the coin, and then eat it in Yerushalayim. Since it's our money anyway, we make you eat it in Yerushalayim. Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Ani, however, when it's years 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle, you would not do Ma'aser Sheni, rather, you would do Ma'aser Ani, the secondary tithe, literally, the second Ma'aser would be given to Ma'aser Ani, so then, and Ma'aser Rishon, since it's only a property shaila, it doesn't have inherent Kiddusha to it, so the Gemara says, Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Araya, that the person who is trying, meaning the Levi comes to you and says, hey, give it, you bought this produce from the Amah Aretz, go, please give me my Meister, so you could say to him, or the coin, if it's already time by Sheni, it was a coin asking for it, you can tell him, hey, Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Araya, and you're allowed to eat it because there is no, so, there's no inherent Isser, as opposed to the suffix of Trumas Meister that you would need to take off, and that you need to take off because you have a suffix Isra of Avon Misa B'Dishamayim, that you have to be Machmer, suffix the Raisa Luchomra, and take it off and give it to the Kohen. The Shaila that Rashi and Tosafot the Rishon are bothered by is, granted you're right, because of the fact that there's a suffix Isser of the Isra of eating Truma, I have a Chiyav, I should give it to the Kohen. But who says I should have a Chiyav to give it to them for free? Maybe I could sell to him because of Motzi Mechalaver Alaraya. I'll sell it, but to make Truma, it's going to be cheaper because only, the market's going to be only for Kohanim who can eat it. Fine, but I should at least be allowed to sell it to him. So Rashi points out, you're right, in a Chanami, on the din of the Takana, you should be allowed to sell the Trumas Meiser as well. However, we are afraid that if a person has to wait to sell it, we're afraid that it's going to be left around. Gzeira, Dilma, Kimashile, Gabe, Achile. You're going to accidentally, you're going to come to sell it, so you're going to forget about it. It's going to be in your other property, and you are going to come to accidentally eat it, and that is why we make you give it right away by giving it for free. Once you give it for free, then you're just going to be giving it right away, and we're not afraid you're going to come to eat it. That's how Rashi answers the question. Those others discuss it and say different answer. There's a famous kasha that Rav Shimon Shkap asks. It's a whole idea of Motzi Mechalav Araya. Why don't we say Safek Gezel Dereisa L'Chomer there as well? Safek Gezel. To Safek Gezel, maybe I'm stealing. Why is the concept of Motzi Mechavero work throughout Shas? That is a fascinating question it deals with. But the answer is that really, it's an haga that the Torah tells you to do. The Torah tells you have the right to assume that it's really your property, and the other person is being motzi from you, does not have the right to take it. We don't call that a suffix gezel. It's not a suffix isser deraisa. We view the separate isser of gezel differently. That's a short way of saying what a nice tickle that Rav Shimon famously asked. Now the Gemara says weiter. The Gemara answers, so really, but again, but we're back to asking the question, is that the price is implying that Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he got rid of the meiser for the same reason that he had the takana of demai, because people were not giving they weren't giving at all the Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Sheni. That's why he got rid of it, not because he didn't give it to Levi. So the Gemara answers, Tarti Tikun. Yochanan instituted two separate takanas. Bital, Vidoy, Dechavirim. So the confession of those who actually followed the halacha, that he was Mevatel, because they gave Ma'aser Rishon to the Kohanim. So that he was Mevatel. Then, Begajal, Tmai, Shalom, Aret. So everybody wasn't doing it anymore. He also issued another takana with regards to Demai of an Am Aret, because they didn't take off their Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Sheni properly, he made a takana of demai that you have to take off. You have to take off the demai when buying from them. Va'afu bital esa ma'orim. He also got rid of the ma'orim. What are they? Ma'orim. The mission told us. My ma'orim. The Gemara asks, what are these people? Are they literally the awakeners? Amar Rechava v'chol yom v'yom shu'omdim levim al duchan. The levim would sing on the platform in the base of Megdash. Shu'omrim ura la'masishon Hashem. They would say the pasuk in Tehillim, which is Kaviyachol saying Hashem, why are you sleeping? So Amar la'en v'chi yeshen l'fnei makom. Is there really sleep? Implying that there's Hashem is Kilu not taking care of us. Look for an Emar. The pasuk says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in Tehillim. Hashem is going to. There's not sleep or slumber for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He is Shomer Yisrael. He's protecting us. So therefore, why are we saying this? Elav is Man Yisrael Shruin Betzar Avav Dekachavim Benachas Shavah Lekachle Mar Uram Leis Hashem Hashem. Only when do we say this pasuk? When we're suffering. Hashem Kaviyachol is doing a Hester upon him. He's like Kilu sleeping with us. He's not helping us out. Then we say Emur Lamasi Shem Hashem. But however, Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol said, now we're in a time of peace, we have the Beis Hamikdash, we should not say this, Ura Lamasi Shan Hashem, in public. That's what he said. Ve'esa Nokfim, the people who are striking, my Nokfim, who are these strikers? I'm Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, Shayu Marsitin, the Egob and Karnav. They would literally hit the calf they wish to be, bring as a carbon between its horns, Kedeshipal Dam Be'inav, so that a little bit of blood would drop into its eyes, to make it not be able to see, making it much easier to do the shechita. Now, really, al pi halacha, it is okay. It wasn't actually called a real mum. However, since people don't really know the halachas of mum, and they're going to think that you're allowed to bring a korban that has a mum, so therefore it's marasayan, and therefore he got rid of this practice. Masamisa Tana Braisa said a little bit differently. They would strike the animal with sticks in a way which the avodas kachavim do it. When are you giving nevelos to the mizbech? Nevelos kashachet, what do you mean? You're doing shechita. It's not called nevelos. Nevelos is something that doesn't have shechita to it. So rather, ala trefa, it's rather referring to We're talking about a treifa. Shema nikav krum shalmach, because we're afraid that maybe if you hit the membrane of the brain and you create such a strong you hit it so hard that it would make the animal a treifa and make it obviously usher. It's only a chumra maker din. It probably did not happen like that, but that's why he made this chumra that it would be usher to do such a practice in the event that maybe it would lead to that. Abba veiskin lem tabas bakarka. So therefore, he got up and he made them. He had put rings in the ground in which they would put the necks in order to hold them in place to do the shechita easily. That's what they. If you look in the picture of the Bismindosh, that's what the tabos are batzafon. I believe they're in the top. If you look facing behind the mizbech, in front of the mizbech, there that's where they had the tabos that they would break the different korbanos. Ad yama ve'apadish makim b'shalayim, until his days they would hammer banging b'shalayim. When was he doing this? In Chol HaMoed, because on Chol HaMoed, generally, Isra Malacha is definitely Aser, but the blacksmiths were needed. The Gemara in Malakadna discusses which Malachas they were dealing, but they were dealing with the Davar HaAved. Davar HaAved is something which is going to lead to a loss, and if you don't take care of it immediately, you need to fix it. So these blacksmiths had a heter to work on it for people who had Davar HaAved. However, people are going to hear these blacksmiths in Yerushalayim thinking people are Mevazeh the Moados and not keeping the Halacha properly, and therefore, Yochanan abolished this practice as well. Kol Yamav Loya Adam Tzarech Lishal Al Demai. Kedamran, as we just said, you don't have to ask about Tamai because he said everybody buy from Amaharitz and you don't trust him. We just take off the Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. There are exceptions like you ask them on Shabbos, etc. We assume maybe he's not going to lie. That is definitely kulas. If you look at Mishnah's Tamai, different things. There are special kulas because at the end of the day, we do assume Rov Amaharitz Masrimim, and it was just a significant minority of people who were not. So that's why we have special kulas about it also. Now the Gemara continues about different aspects of things that happen. When certain things stopped, Mishabat LaSanhedrin, the Sanhedrin was no longer functioning. This was already before they went into exile. There, they were still functioning. They went into Gullus already before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But afterwards, it stopped. Batal Hashim Beis HaMishtos. Then they abolished having wine and singing together. That's the place where they had wine together. They are no longer allowed that anymore as a form of a churban. Shenemar Bashir Lo Yishtu Yain. The pasuk says they should not drink wine with song. This whole b'shayla, how does this play in with the Gemara and Gittin Daf Zayin? It talks already about when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, we no longer can listen to music. That's the whole shayla. Mishamesin Nevi'im Rishonim, when the Nevi'im Rishonim died, Batlu Urim Betumim. The Urim Betumim had no longer existed. It's very fascinating that we don't know exactly what exactly was the Urim Betumim. So many understand that it was Hashem Mefurash, it was Hashem's name that was placed into the Choshen, and that was written by the Kohen Gadol. That's the Rashi seems to explain, the Ramban and Chumash seems to say like that. Other Rishonim, the Rambam, based on Bechira, he says, no, the Urim HaTumim was the actual Choshen itself. By the way, the Urim HaTumim was no longer functioning. We know that it would light up and give them the right answers. That was a form of devuah. B'shachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Batal HaShamir Nofet Tzufim, the Shamir, we're going to see it's a special animal, and the Nofet Tzufim, also Gemara is going to explain what this was also no longer found. Pasku Anshei Amanam Yisrael, people, real people at Avuna, people who would rely on Hashem to provide their needs, mamish, not like the, relying on other people. Relying on Hashem, Shnemar Oshia Hashem Kigamar Chasid, Hashem save them for they're really, truly pious, and no more they don't exist, that is referring to after the Beis HaMikdash, there was no longer real people. Rav Simon related once that he was, that, the things were, when he started making chasnas, he lived extremely modest. Every single apartment, and the way he lived was, tremendous emunah, he got all door, mamish. But he said that he was a little bit, in a good way, he was like jealous of their neighbors, that literally, they didn't have they had a slight daiga when they're starting to marry their children, you have no money to look at it's a bleak perspective of what's gonna happen. So he got a chizuk from the other people, he's like, wow, they have no shailas, no one whatsoever. Then he said that his wife found out afterwards that they had someone in America supporting them. So it wasn't a emunah in Hashem, it was a emunah in their cousin from America who was helping them, who was gonna give them the money to marry off their children. So we rely on other people. We don't have the same emunah in Hashem that the true emunah in Hashem that people used to have. Rabbi Shimon Galil Omer, Hey Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua attested, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ein Yom She'en Bo Klala. There is not a day that doesn't have a curse. The Gemara is going to say that the curses are constantly increasing. V'lo Yara Datal Evracha. We don't have the same level. We see when we're on a special Ruchnias plane, the Gashmias also Hashem is taking care of us. Letzorach HaRuchnias. The whole point of Gashmias is to bring about our Ruchnias on a higher level. V'nito Tama Peros, and the fruits that no longer have the same taste. We see that it infuses the Gashmias. I always say that nowadays, as much as we have our problems, we're not on the same level of Kedusha, but I believe, I don't know if that's asking a historian properly, but I think it would be close, that there might be more people learning today, Baruch Hashem, full-time learning, and in terms of yeshivas and kol and whatever, throughout the world, in America and Eretz Yisrael, than maybe in taking the entire Jewish history combined. How many people are learning full time? It's unbelievable. The amount of Torah that is learning and the shefa that comes with that, Baruch Hashem. We see Hashem has given us so much, a tremendous amount of Gashmius also. We see that from the Mishnah. It's Hava HaTaila. Rabbi Yossi Yomar Avshin Yintel Shuman Mepera. So Rabbi Yossi says also the richness of fruit has also been removed. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lazar Omer, Atayra, not last time, Vesareach. The tara cause removal of flavor and smell. Hamaiser not the shuman adag, and the fact we don't have maiser that took off the richness of the grains. The worst thing is when you have znus and kshafim and also sorcery and those type of things. That brings an end to everything. It's a tremendous way to take away the bracha. So we see by Pinchas how many people died from that. That was more than even chayta ego. See how strong the idea of znus, how much it's sone matua of lefnei kolish baruch hu. My Shabbat lesson edrik says, but how do we know that the pasuk is, it just says it's not v'shir lo shi'ayin? Who says that's referring to when the Sanhedrin was no longer functioning anymore? So the Gemara answers the Mar of Huna Breda Rishua, Damar Kra, Zikedim, Mishar, Shavsu, Bachurim, Meneginosam. The elders are gone from the gates, the young from their music. Amar Rav, Udna Deshama Zimra Ta'akir, an ear that he listens to music should be torn off. Amar Rava, Zimra Vesu, Besefa. If you have music in a house, it's going to bring destruction to its threshold. Shinemar, Kol Yeshua, Bachalam, Chori, Basafki, Arza, Era, a voice that was singing out in the window, it's going to have desolation. And it's going to start from the threshold, and it's going to have cedar work in the city. So my ki arza era. What does the pasuk mean when it says the cedar work is a city? Literally, Amar Biyitzlak, bayis hamesubach barazim ir hu. That if you have a house that sits in cedars, a strong difficulty to destroy it, it's a city. No, rather, elafilo bayis hamesubach barazim, even if a house that is in amount, it's within a ton of cedar wood, which is very strong, it's going to be destroyed. See that very chamar punishment for listening to music in an inappropriate fashion. How that plays in with Pizman Hazeh, that's a big shiloh, because also nowadays depression is so rampant that a lot of the poskim are willing to be more makil, even for the, it's hard enough during the 3 weeks and the time of Sfira that a lot of people, imamish, it cheers people up in a way that people just avoid depression, not to make us happy. Then there's all other thing, like restaurants with wine and all these things and music and just music for the sake of it, not the source of Simcha, Chasan, Kala, and things like that. That really should be asked about. That is something that is difficult to justify in terms of like a restaurant, that type of environment, to have lively, like all this, you know, Labedic music and especially Goyish music that they're playing, then for sure is not something which is in the spirit of the halacha, maybe against the halacha and Gansin, but that, I don't want to be motzi lazen klal Yisrael, but we should, you should just recognize that that's not something we're still over mourning the loss of the Beis Hamikdash, at least in that manner, to try to keep it. Amar Ravashi Shmamina Kimascha Churba. When a destruction begins in a house, Beseifa Maschil. It begins with the threshold, Shnemar Chorev Basaf. Desolation will be at the threshold. Desertion is going to be from the gate, is going to be hit. The yukas is going to be, that's where it strikes. Amar Baravashi, Ledidi Chazili, I saw literally a shade at work at an open house. Magach Pietura, and he was making noises like a bull. Okay, interesting. Amar Rav Huna, Zemra Denagde Udav Keshari, that the music of people who were, the people pulling boats back and forth, is plowers, that's permitted. So that's just make the noise, make them pleasant for the animals. Therefore, that's not music for the actual enjoyment of the person. So then also, again, that's the idea of somebody who's not, who's very, you know, gets depressed easily. It's not making for simcha, it's just to avoid being sad. That's a different purpose of the music. I'm not paskining here, everyone has different levels, but that is something to keep in mind as a potential heter for other circumstances. Rav Huna batil zamra. Rav Huna completely banned music. All type of music, and even at home, Rashi says, all across the board. Come, man, zuza bezuza. So Kosh Baruch was very happy with this. So we see that 100 geese only was only one zuz. That's how cheap it was because they had so much shefa. Also, 100 sales of wheat, a crazy amount of wheat for only one zuz. And nobody even wanted it at that price because they could get it even cheaper. It was like pennies. Pennies on the dollar, they're able to buy all these things. Also, Rav Chista Zalzelbe. Rav Chista, he literally is, Mazalzel is lashon of like, a, right, disparages it, but obviously it's not that chamer. It means that he just wasn't enacting it as strongly as Rav Huna had. And what happened if you want to buy a goose for one goose for a zuz, it went up 100 times the amount, you were not able to find it. We see that the special bracha that Hashem gave him for keeping that takana had vanished as soon as they weren't keeping it properly. Hashem took away the shefa. Amar Rav Yosef Zemre Gavre V'ani Nashi, that if you have a choir, men are singing and the women are entering the choir, the men preaches that's preaches. That's something which is not appropriate. However, Zamre Nashi V'ani Gavre, it's even worse if women are starting to sing and men are answering them, Ke'esh Kinoeres, that is like a fire wedding to blow to light up a whole thing of flax and create a huge fire. That's terrible. So what's the difference? So Rashi points out that when men are singing and the women are answering them, the women have to pay attention to what the men are saying and they're going to answer. So that's preaches. That's not appropriate, but it's not like the worst thing in the world because at least not listening to them all at once. However, if the men have to listen intently to the women and then answer them, so that's mamish. That's mamish, terrible, and that's aser. We know also kol beisha erva, even the first way is still aser. To which the Gemara has the mind nafkamina. What exactly is the difference? Both of them are really aser. So why? What's the difference? Which one is worse? So the Gemara says in the levut lehamikamehai that if a rav is like taking over and he sees that these two things are going on, he's not able to get rid of both. At the very least, he should get rid of the first practice first, and then they work on the other one. Let him first get rid of the idea that men would be answering following women, and then after that, he should be able to get rid of women also. Women also singing. Amar B'Yochanan, Kol HaShose B'Arba Min Hizemer, anyone who drinks wine, listening four types of music, may be Chamesh Pernas B'Olam, he brings five different terrible things to happen to the world. Shinemar, Hoi Mishkami B'Boker, Sheikhar Yodolfu Me'achre B'Neshef Yain Yadlikem V'Ayach Hinyur V'Nevel, Tov V'Chalil V'Yain Mishteyem V'Espoal HaShem, Lo Yabitu. The Pasuk says, those who are getting up early in the morning, they're looking after beer, they're staying at night while having a lot of wine, so they're there, they have different types of music, harp, and the chinar is a lyre, and the drums, all these different flutes, all these different types of instruments, the wine, and the drinking parties, they're not thinking about a gosh baruch paul Hashem, they're not working at the, we're thinking about Hashem, they're not looking at the Maisi Adav, they're not looking at Hashem. So the Gemara says, Maisi Vacharov, what does the Pasuk say? After what, the Pesukim in Yishayahu, the Gemara says, Lachin Gala Ami Miblidas. So they are going to go into galus, garment galus le'olam. They are creating galus to the world. Terrible. Chvodo mesei rav. The pasuk is saying also the honored ones are dying of starvation. Shemiv rav. They're bringing also starvation to the world. Monot sichteach tama. And also people are not going to be able to drink water. Shegomen latorah shnistachem etalam de'ah. They're creating it to be worse for people learning Torah. They're going to be making it worse for them. Vayishach adam vayishbal ish. And the people are going to be humbled and man is going to be brought lower. Shegarmen shiflus l'sonos shekosh baruch hu. They're bringing a degradation for this lashon tzadik yonar. That's referring to Kaviyachol Chas v'Shalom Hashem himself. That we don't want to say it directly, but that's what they're creating. Ve'ein ish ala kosh baruch hu. How do we know Hashem is referred to ish? Nemar, if we had this earlier in the Pesach also, that Hashem is referred to ish milchama. Ve'ein egvon tishblena. And also he brings out the haughty. He's going to bring down shegarmen shiflus shel Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael is going to be brought down as a result of this person's averos. The maksiv achar, what does the pasuk say afterwards? Those who are drinking the wine, lachain, turning on to memches amud beis, horchiva sheol nasha, far appeal of lichok, v'yared hardara, v'hamona, u'sheona, v'aleis ba. The pasuk says that the person is basically increasing his appetite, open his mouth wide without a limit, and he's going to come unto Tzion to the glory of the Klal Yisrael and her multitudes, and is going to lead that's going to be punished. Who are these Nevi'im Rishonim? Who are these Nevi'im Rishonim that the Mishnah is talking about when all these things stopped happening? Ravuna is a David, Shmuel, and Shlomo. David, Shmuel, and Shlomo. After Shlomo, the Ruvatumah wasn't functioning anymore. The Gemara says, "Rav Nachman Amar, be made David already." It wasn't working fully in the terms of David already. How do we see this? Says Avyasar went up, which is a very fascinating thing. The Gemara actually says it out of order. First, he asked Avyasar when David was running away from Avshalom, he was deciding what to do. So Avyasar was the Kohen Gadol at the time, and he was with him, and he asked Avyasar to ask the Urim Vatumim. So it didn't answer him. Then Tzadok was already was a regular Kohen, had Yodi's regular Kohen, and he asked him to ask the question, and Tzadok did, and it was answered. He thought that was already a time that Avyasar no longer should be the Kohen Gadol, and it should be moved to Tzadok. It's very interesting that the Gemara says Sharei Shal Tzadok also the first answering in the positive and then the negative. I was wondering why the Gemara does that, but anyway, that's what happened. Meisiv Rabba Bar Shmuel Vayilid Rosh Elokim Bimei Zechariyahu Mevin Berosa Elokim. Pasuk says that already times of Zechariyahu. That vision of Hashem, Uzziah, who was 150 years after Shlomo, was also asking the Ritim. My love, he was seeking out Hashem through the Rim Vaturim. The Gemara says, no, he wasn't seeking out Hashem through the Rim Vaturim. Rather, lo, Benavim. Rather, he was asking through Zechariah. He wanted to know through the Navi Zechariah what exactly Benavim. He wanted to know through the prophecy of Zechariah what would actually take place. Tashma, we can learn another proof. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash Rishon, when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Batlu Ari Migrash, the open space cities were abolished, Upasku Urim Vetumim and the Urim Vetumim seized, Upasak Melech from Beis David, and the king from the Beis David had seized. V'im Lachshuch Adam Lomar, person whispers to you to say that Vayomer HaTirsha Lahem, Asher Lo Yochlu, Mikodesh HaKdoshim Adya Amod Kohen Gadol Urim Vetumim, that the Hatirsha was called Hatirsha Lashon of making something mutter, that was because Nehemiah was a Navi, and he was allowed to drink the Stam Yenam, especially because it was going to be Isser Darabanan, but for him, because of his life was in danger, he was allowed, that's why he ended up getting the nickname Matirsha. So he was called Matirsha, the one who was Matir, to be able to drink the wine. Anyway, he told him not to eat any of the, until the coin is going to come for the Urim Tumim. This is talking about when the Jews came up from Bavel, and they were trying to figure out the lineage of the Kohanim. So the only way he's saying was to clarify through the Urim Tumim. And more or less, so if that's the kash, you can say lechora they had the urim v'tumim. No, it's kadam shemel lechaveru adshiu mason biyavu mashiach min David. No, he was saying to them that you guys are not allowed to be the kohanim until you can verify your lineage, which you can't do. Meaning, until we have the urim v'tumim, which we don't have, until there's the full geula that we don't have, and that's what it means over here. Ella Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Ma Neviim Arishonim. So who are these early Neviim of our Mishnah? Lapukei Mechagei Zecharim Malachi. The Zecharim Chagei Malachi are called the last of the Neviim. They are the last of the Neviim. They're amongst the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, and they were the ones who started the Beis HaMikdash. The Neviim was a Ma'akev. You needed a Navi in order to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's why they had them. And after that, there was Pascha Neviyas. The Tanur Rabbanan, Mishamesu Chagai Zarechai Malachi, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh from Yisrael. We didn't have the same level of Neviyah anymore. We have a Bichin Mishtam Shem Baskol. We have a Baskol, the heavenly voice. It wasn't even directly through Hashem. As Tosus pointed out, why it's called the Baskol? Literally the daughter of a Kohen. It wasn't even Hashem's direct voice. It was a way that was communicated through us through a special Baskol. What are examples of the Baskol? Shabbat Machas, Hayimasumim Aliyas Beis Grona Biyaricho Nitna El Alein Baskol Shemayim Arma Yesh Bechaim Adam Asharay Tishrei Lav Shchinah. There's a person who could be a Navi. Some of the Gersa in the other Gemara was that like Moshe Rabbeinu, Mamish like a highest level of Neviim. Alashen Dor Lakach, but his door is not really for this. They looked on Hillel Hazaken. Echshemis if they do, they Marmaspid him. Hay Chasid Anav Tamidu Shel Ezra, and he is a Talmud of Ezra. And he should have been a Navi like him, if it's just our fault that he wasn't. Shuv pa macheres, hayim esubin ba'aliyah b'yavne, they were reclining in an attic in Yavne, nidna lahim baskol min ha-shamayim v'ram alahen, yesh b'chem adam sharela shetisha alav shechina alav, the divine presence should be on him, should rest on him, elah shein doros zakin lakach, nusnu enam l'bishwakal, they said the door's not ready for this. They're not meriting it. And they ever looked at Shmuel HaKatan. He was a tremendous anav, a shmeisiv, spidu hayanav, hey chassid, where is this humble, what a humble person he was, what a pious person he was, tamidu shel Hillel, the Talmud of Hillel, v'afu amar b'shas mitaso, and he said a little bit of a prophecy at the time of his death. Shimon Yishmael Charba, Shimon Yishmael, who was by Yishmael Kohen Gadol, and Shimon, who was the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was the Nasi. He said they're going to be killed. He was being menabe. He was telling a little bit of a prophecy. What's going to happen to the in the time of the Asar Harugim Markus, Chavrila Katla, and also their friends are going to be killed in other manners. Rabbi Akiva, right? His flesh was torn out. Chanina ben Tadion was burned alive. Others had spears. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, right? He was pierced with 300 spears. Crazy type of misas that they had done to them. Ushar Melaviza and the rest of the nation is going to be completely desolated. Terrible tragedy is going to happen. This is the time of the Romans when they ended up finally removing Bar Kokhba and basically getting rid of all presence of Jews in Yerushalayim for like 800 years until much later. The next the Jews allowed in Yerushalayim are for a very long time no longer. He was also on that level of was Roy for Ruach HaKodesh. However, but he was killed by the Romans. Because they killed him as one of the people who said was the like rebellious against the nation, and therefore they were afraid by eulogizing him that they're going to think they're paying tribute to somebody who was a king's enemy, and they're going to think that they also are being Mored B'Malchus and kill more Jews. So they thought it was a Pikuch Nefesh, and they did not be Maspid him. The Mishnah then told us Mishachar B'Samidash Batal HaShamer. The Shamer was destroyed. Tanur Rabbanan Shamer Shabo Bana Shlomo Es Beis HaMikdash. So the Shamer that was needed for Shlomo to build the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, Mabayis Bin Rasul Evan Shlema Maso Nivna. It was built with a complete stone. The stone was complete. So the Gemara says, Devarim Kichsavan, the words are to be understood. Kipshutan, the Rabbi Yehuda, Amrila Mechena Vichyash Lamarkin, how could it be possible to understand that Velok Barnemar Kolela Avani Mekaros Megoros Magira? There were stones filled with smooth, they were filed. They were filed by something. So the Gemara says, Im Kain, Matamar Lo Nishtama Bevayis Behamanaso. That when it says in the Pasuk that hammers were not heard in the Beis HaMikdash when it was being built, did not use iron tools in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash during the time of Shlomo. Shem Misakin Bachot Zemachnes Befin. It teaches us that they prepare the stones outside the Beis HaMikdash and they bring them inside. So therefore, they did not have to use the iron stones. Amar Rabbi Nedred, Rabbi Yehuda Be'avne Mikdash. That the words of Rabbi Yehuda seem to be correct with the actual stones of the Beis HaMikdash. Devin Rabbi Nechemia Be'avne Beiso. The words of Nechemia appear correct with the stones of Shlomo Melech's own house. So that meaning that Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the stones of Shlomo's palace were not prepared with iron tools. That also is not the case. Rabbi Yehuda agree that these tools were built with stones. So what exactly Rabbi Nechemia Ma'ala Ma'ala? So what is Rabbi Nechemia who said these tools were built to the Beis HaMikdash? What were they? What was the Shamer used for him according to him? They were used for the Braisa. That these These stones were not inscribed with ink. Mishum shenemar, the pasuk says, "Pituchei chotam." Talking about the stones of the ephod, it should be engraved like a signet ring. Vein mesartin leim bizemel. You're not allowed to use a cutting tool. Mishum shenemar bimloasam. They should be entire full. Elakosav leim bidio. You write upon the stones with ink. Umar leim shamir bechutz, and the shamir would come out from the outside. Vein yifkos maleim and split the forms of the letters by themselves. That's how you put in the letters onto the stones. This is similar to a fig that splits in the summertime. It's not missing any part of it, to the mass of it. And or similar to the valley of the floor that's cracking in the winter. Also is not missing anything to it. So the Tanur Rabbanan, we learn Shamir Zeh. The Shamir Briyaso Kisaora. It was the size of a barley kernel. It was from the first the days of creation. And no hard object can withstand it. And also, how do we guard it? How do we able to hold it? We wrap it in things of wool. And they also put it in full of lead tubes filled with barley. Parnda silk and white glass was stopped. Tanya mihachi mishachar b'mikdash rishon batla shira parnda zechukas levana rechav barzel white glass iron chariots all have been removed. V'yesh omrim yain kedush above misnir. Also the so say there was gelled wine that comes from snir adomel ugulei dvela, which is similar to cakes of pressed figs, was no longer existent. Nofet sufin was nofet sufin. My nofet sufin the gemara asks amarav. Soles shetafal gabe nafa. It's fine flour that floats upon a sieve. V'domel le'isa shenilusha b'dvash v'shemen, is resembling the kneaded with honey and with oil. Levi amar shtei kikaras in dvokas b'taner, the two loaves that were stuck to the walls of the oven. V'tofos abos achem egil sezul azu. They come inward until they touch each other. Rabbi Shua ben Levi amar zeh dvash haba minatifa. It is honey that comes from the high mountains. My mashma, what teaches us that it's honey coming from the high mountains? Kimitakargim Rav Sheshes, Kama did not zan the riasa, like the bees are ascending, Vishitam Birame Allah, and fly around the heights of the world, and bring home honey from the mountains vegetation. So the Gemara says, Tan Hasim Kol Hanitzok Tar, whatever is poured in one cleave for another cleave is going to be Tarachut, Midvash, Zifim, Vehatzifim, except for Zifim, Tzapachim, and honey. So I'm going to ask, what am I zifim? What are these zifim? What is zifim honey? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, davar shemezifim bo. It is honey which is so rich and thick that we can mezifim bo. It's so good we could dilute it with water and still be undetected. People are going to still think it's delicious. Rabbi Yishei Lakish Amar al shem mekomano. It's just the name of a place. Is zif telam tavos? The zif and telam tavos is the name of a place, and that is what it means by zifim. Kiyotu b'davar ata omer bevo azifim bayomru. David people who falsify their words. It's lashon of ziyuf, similar to the honey which you're able to falsify by adding water to it. Rabbi Lazar says no. Hashem Mekomen is based on the place. Ziyuf telam and blows. Okay. The last daf, the Masechta, Emirat Hashem tomorrow.